by the exit and wondered if she could make it without being approached. She was in half a mind to grab her bag and run, to simply go home and tell her mum and dad she had had a change of heart and that college might not be for her after all. She watched as people darted about in front of her, running this way and that, seeking out those who had earlier caught their eye. Pretty, fashionable girls now linked arms with their lookalike counterparts, giggling with relief that they were among their own manicured kind. One self-assured, good-looking boy with a new romantic-style haircut and a smidge of coal around his eyes sauntered up to a confident-looking, trendy girl, wearing a bunch of Madonna-inspired bangles, his hand extended. Ray couldn't help but imagine what their kids might be like. World leaders, probably, with long fringes, firm handshakes, and eyeliner. As she considered this, she caught the eye of a girl with a shock of red back-combed hair and severe makeup. She was striking, her features big, a fleshy nose, pillowy lips, and wide eyes. Ray would not have described her as pretty, but she was certainly memorable, and that, in her book, was just as attractive. And, according to Debbie Jo's worldview, a lot more important. The girl approached with an outstretched hand, against which Ray anxiously slid her shaking palm and pointed at her large sticky label, which read simply, "Dolly. My name is Dolly Latimer. I'm 16, and you look like the only other person in this room who thinks this whole introduction thing is as lame as I do. I saw you looking for the door, and so I picked you." The girl was loud, and Ray blinked rapidly and stepped back in response. "Fun facts. I am planning to lose my virginity within the next few weeks to the most gorgeous boy you've ever met. His name is Vinny, and he's 20, and has his own car. And another fun fact would be that during her whole welcome speech, I fantasized about taking lanky admin woman's clipboard and whacking it over the top of her head." Ray placed her free hand over her mouth to stifle her laughter and looked at the girl. "Now it's your turn," Dolly Latimer instructed. She gave a maniacal grin while still pumping her hand up and down. "Oh, okay, well, my name is Ray Pritchard," Ray faltered. "Ray Valentine, actually. But no one calls me that, not really." She cursed the dryness of her mouth, which was making her words sound sticky as they left her lips. "I failed my O-levels. School wasn't really my thing. I could never seem to get started on studying, even though I actually found the subjects easy. And time kind of ran out. So my mum and dad have told me to come here to learn typing. I wanted to learn to cook, but they said typing would be more useful." Dolly threw back her head and laughed loudly, and Ray felt a flush of joy that she was capable of eliciting this response. "Jesus, Ray Valentine, way to sell yourself. You failed your O-levels. Good. O-levels, in fact, all exams are shit. And be under no illusion. This college is not the scrap heap for those of us who couldn't get to university," she boomed. "It isn't?" Ray asked softly, taken aback by Dolly's loud, loud voice and finally managing to extract her hand and looking around to see if anyone was listening in. They weren't. "Hell no," Dolly shouted. "This place is the portal through which we enter as kids and leave as adults, with tits, driving licenses, and typing skills. And we do it without pressure, because no one expects anything from us, meaning we can't actually fail. This place is fucking nirvana." Ray noticed that Dolly already had tits, and as she looked around the room, taking in the wooden, multicoloured, tape-riddled floor with its myriad scuff marks, the polystyrene-coated, cream-painted ceiling tiles, and the blue plastic chairs lined up around the walls, she had to admit, it didn't look like fucking nirvana. If anything, it looked quite depressing, though she had the feeling that with Dolly by her side, it would be anything but. "You got brothers and sisters?" Dolly asked. Ray was sure this hadn't been part of the task, but answered anyway. "One sister, Debbie Jo, who works on cruise ships. She's a dancer and a singer, really pretty. And when she's not on the cruise ships, she works in Woolworths part-time." She smiled at the image of her glamorous sibling, who sent photographs back home of her on a mini stage with a plastic palm tree, wearing sequined low-cut frocks and very red lipstick. Her mum propped them up on the shelf in the kitchen above the toaster. Dolly laughed that rasping laugh again. "Debbie Jo and Ray Valentine, are your parents country and western geeks? Please tell me your house is strewn with guitar."